on my trip, go to Cannes, France to catch a flick. Baby, listen, this position is a blessing, and with your permission, hopefully you learn a lesson. I'm so fly that I shouldn't even walk. She's so fine, she ain't even got a towel. Dice pineapples, talking diamonds by the jaw. She never wrote a song, but I know that she's a star.
Call me crazy, crazy, at least you call me. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we all night till things get right. Then we all night till things get right.
Something about her, probably can't live without her. Roll up some sour, let me kiss on the fountain. Mission accomplished, you increasing your heart rate, and I won't ever rest. We meet at the peak of your mountain. Eager to show you, thinking that I should know you. And you eager to work, perfect, I can't employ you. Designer, spoil you, rug you down with the oil. To get on a higher tree, you gonna have to climb a sequoia. Hold up, you showing off some Asian provocateur. Rushing you out your drawers, though patiently get you off. Hate when they be too anxious, though hate when they be too dull. Like to go deep, but I hate to get too deeply involved. How sweet is you? Let me see some proof. Make them talk, I like to make it sing a tune. All we need is weight, we don't need no room. Right now I'm trying eight, and we don't need a spoon.
Call me crazy, crazy, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we all night till things get right. Then we all night till things get right. Oh yeah.
Welcome back to the Lane Show, guys. Every single Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, I am your host, Lane Salazar, and I am with two very special guests of mine.
Victoria.
And? Kian. Welcome back, guys. Oh, I'm sorry. Say it again, sir.
And Kian.
Yeah, sorry, guys. That was a technical difficulty on my part. I'm a little rusty in the ring, you know. I have a little bit of ring rust. Let me shake it all off real quick. But, guys, I just want to ask how you guys doing. I'll go ladies first.
Doing pretty good. I just fed my cats. I'm obsessed with them, but, yeah. Now I'm here.
Thank you for your presence, by the way, because, yeah. You know, everyone's been missing you. Everyone's like, you know, where's Victoria?
I love being here, actually. I fed him early just so I had enough time to get ready and be here.
What about yourself, Kian? What about yourself?
You know, just getting ready for some graduation, you know, getting ready to go into the real world. So,
prom just passed.
Yeah, you know, doing pretty well, though, myself.
Yes, I love to hear it. So, guys, I just want to ask, you know, what did you guys do this weekend? You know, anything special, anything not really eventful? You know, how was this thing?
Yeah. I think the most eventful part about my weekend was...
Going to Waffle House with us.
Waffle House. Yeah.
What about yourself, Kian?
You know, obviously go to Waffle House with you guys and, you know, just work and film for Lane, you know?
I'm sorry, guys. That was my ringtone. I got a call from I don't know who it was, but it was definitely a call from someone. Guys, you know, I have a special announcement to make. This is the last ever Lane Show here at HCC. I know, guys. No. It's so sad. It's very sad. And you know, I had a radio class last semester with a few classmates, and you know, we called it the lame, because you know it was irony. It was like quote unquote lame, but it actually wasn't lame because we talked about the best topics ever. But you know, the lame
was just amazing.
Fun. Yeah, and now
Lane is amazing.
Oh, thank you. And now I have my own radio show. This has been my radio show for this whole semester, and now it's really sad. You know, it's all over. So.
I feel like it went by so fast.
It has, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, Victoria's been here for, I say, a good 85-90% of all the radio shows, which is, you know, the dedication on her is crazy. Yeah. And so, guys, you probably missed her because of, you know, you're like, where's Victoria? But, yeah, Victoria hasn't been on here because she has some kitty cats to take care of. She's a cat mom now.
They're so tiny, so cute.
Yeah. They're like, meow, 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 meow.
Constantly.
So, guys, we're gonna end this off just like how we started it. We're gonna be playing some Kanye West for the last show ever. And shout out to my dad if he's listening to this at work. I'm sorry, Dad. You know, we just gotta end it how we started it, the first week to the last week. So, guys, we're gonna start off by just playing a little bit of Kanye. This is gonna be Graduation, Homecoming from Kanye West. Enjoy, y'all.
And you say Shy City.
I'm coming home again. Do you think about me now and then?
Yeah.
Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home again.
Girl, when I was 3 years old, and what I love most, she had so much soul. She said, excuse me, little homie, I know you don't know me, but my name is Wendy, and I like to blow trees, and from that point, I never blow her off. Come from out of town, I like to show her off. They like to act tough, she like to tone them off, and make them straighten up their hat, cause she know they soft. And when I grew up, she showed me how to go downtown, and at nighttime, my face lit up, so astounding. I told her, and my heart is where she always be. She never mess with entertainers cause they always leave. She said it felt like they walked and drove on me. Knew I was gang affiliated, got on TV and told on me. I guess it's why last winter she got so cold on me. She said, yeah, keep making that platinum and gold for me.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming home. We could start again.
But if you really cared for, then you wouldn't have never hit the airport to follow your dreams. Sometimes I still talk to her, but when I talk to her, it always seems like she's talking about me. She said you left your kids, and they just like you. They want to rap and make soul beats just like you, but they just not you. And I just got through talking about what trying to do, just not new. Now everybody got the game figured out all wrong. I guess you never know what you got till it's gone. I guess it's why I'm here and I can't come back home. And guess when I heard that, when I was back home. Every interview I'm representing you, making you proud. Reach for the stars, so if you fall, you land on a cloud. Jump in the crowd, sparking lighters, wave them around. If you don't know by now, I'm talking about Chi-Town.
Do you think about me now and then? Do you think about me now and then? Cause I'm coming. Start again.
Welcome back to the Lane Show, guys. Every single Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, and I am your host, Lane Salazar, and I am with very special guests,
Victoria
and
Keen.
That's my boy, Keen. That's my brother, guys. This is
Braid.
Like, yeah, I bet you guys missed that man named Braid. So, let's get straight into this, guys. So, if you guys know, I talked about this the past 3 weeks on the podcast because, you know, who is Lane, right?
Yeah.
I talked about me and a few friends and my brothers have been on a social media fest. By the way, Kian, he was on this journey with me, so let's give a round of applause, guys.
And a round of applause to Lane, too.
Oh! Yeah. Oh! Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you. So, me and Kian, we both went on a social media fast. And I just want to ask, Kian, how did you, you know, how did you enjoy it? What did you feel?
You know, it definitely opened the eyes, you know, to myself, like, man, I don't need all that stuff, you know? Like, let's, like, for me and Lane and our other friend Logan, we did it for 2 weeks just to, like, you know, get away from it, see how it would impact our life. And honestly, it was definitely more of a positive row. And ever since, I've been less and less on it every single time. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, yeah, that's my experience.
I completely agree. You know, I challenge every single one of you guys out there that are listening to try this challenge because, man, it definitely does, like, make you realize, oh, shoot, yeah. Social media is not that important to me. Or, holy shoot, I can't live without this, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it makes you realize on those 14 days, do you really need social media to live?
And I remember last time we talked about it, I was like, oh, I don't think I could live without, like, TikTok. Mm. Like, I don't go on Instagram or really Snapchat. As good as though I don't even snap you guys back. But
on TikTok, though.
Yeah, TikTok. But then I realized, like, the past few nights, I was scrolling for at least, like, a half an hour, and then I just didn't want to scroll anymore. Like, I started getting, like, tired of it, and I never felt that way about TikTok. I was like, wow.
This is a new Victoria.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know if the videos are just boring or, like, I just didn't have the attention span for it anymore. I don't know.
So lucky for you, Victoria, because this is going to be our topic. If you guys have not heard about, you know, April 24th, it's been about 5 days, TikTok ban signed by Biden. In 8 months.
Screw that guy.
So, I must say, guys, this is crazy because me and Brayden, we talked about this last week about, we talked about how TikTok could be the fall of the United States because it's China and they're going to be sneaking up on us, like, whenever, you know what I mean? We were talking about this
like
last
week. Balloon.
Yeah, like, come on. We were literally talking about the balloon last week.
The balloon.
So, the TikTok ban signed by Biden. This is crazy to me. Like, this is, we're taking the right step, you know, in the right direction.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to talk about social media first because it was like, do we really need social media to live? And Victoria, I knew she, a few weeks ago, she literally said, I can't live without TikTok. So I was like, I really want to see what she would say about the TikTok ban.
Yeah. I think I still want TikTok to have someone to scroll through. Like, without TikTok, I don't know what. I think I would just be playing games all the time. Or YouTube.
Instagram Reels.
Yeah. Instagram Reels is like,
but, like, Reels TikTok are so delayed. Steroids. Yeah.
Instagram Reels is a little crazy.
and TikTok Reels, I feel like, are so boring. I scroll on it for, like, 5 minutes. I'm like, eh, I'm done. TikTok has more, like, it holds your attention a lot longer than I feel like Reels.
I used to be able to scroll on TikTok for so long, but then ever since I did do that fast, I can only go for like 5 minutes. Like 5 or 10 minutes, that's it.
Yeah. I feel like I always was known for just scrolling on TikTok, like, that constantly. Is,
like, literally the first time I met Victoria a couple of years ago, the first time we were hanging out outside of, like, class and everything, she'd be scrolling through TikTok, and I'm like, are you finding anything interesting? Like, that's all I knew her for. I was like, she's TikTok. Like, she looks like an iPad kid.
I think I am with TikTok.
You definitely are an iPad kid too.
I used to always watch YouTube. Like, at night, I usually put on, like, a show to watch or something, but after, like, before, like, a couple of years ago, I used to always put on YouTube to watch. I was always watching YouTube.
Me too. I was the same exact way.
And it was really, like, TikTok was, like, starting to get popular, but not so popular until, like, quarantine. But before that, it was always YouTube.
TikTok, honestly, I'd say, as much as I hate to admit it, TikTok definitely got me through quarantine.
Yeah. Like, I don't think anyone would have survived without TikTok in quarantine.
Because there's so many trends, and it just kept you, like,
yeah,
you know.
And it also showed you, like, that everyone was going through the same exact thing you were.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, everyone was bored.
So I want to get you guys' take on this real quick. How do you feel about this? So I'm going to read this. This is from CBSNews.com about the whole TikTok TikTok ban. So we're going to start. About right here. We'll go right here. It says, the Senate late Tuesday passed a broad legislative package that delivers $95 billion in foreign aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies. The bill, which had already been approved in the House, also includes a provision that could lead to a ban on TikTok in the U.S. if the popular platform's Chinese owner does not sell its stake within a year.
Yep, exactly.
So, pretty much, the only way TikTok won't get banned is if we have enough money to buy out TikTok, right?
I think I feel like someone is going to.
We need a business in the US to buy it out so we can tax it.
Yes.
That's what's going on.
I think it will happen because so many people make a profit off of it that I don't think the US would want to lose that.
Mm-hmm. China will want to keep it though, because I bet people in China are still using it. They want to keep their money. They don't want to sell their own.
But I thought social media in China was so heavily like watched. Like I didn't even think that China
had it.
Yeah, like I knew that they like owned it, but I didn't think that anyone used it there, because they literally watch like everything you do, like literally. On your phone. Even in Korea, they like the internet. Like, you're not allowed to go on certain things or watch certain things, or it'll get blocked.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy there.
It's like school internet.
Yeah, literally. Like, you know when you try to go on something and you're on the Wi-Fi and it's like, why can't blocked. I go on this? Yeah. Or even here. But
yeah,
that's what I thought China was. I don't know if they use it. But
have you ever been to China or no?
Actually, I haven't.
Really? Yeah, but she lived in Japan, you know.
And Korea.
Yeah, you lived in Korea too?
Yeah.
Wow, that's freaking
back
crazy.
South, obviously.
Back in the day.
Yeah. But, obviously our money is going to more important stuff, supporting our allies, such as Ukraine and Israel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But the US is, like, pretty stupid. They'll definitely buy TikTok. I don't doubt that they will.
They probably will. Honestly, they probably will.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk, you know, if you ever want to come over to the Americas, you know, the North America welcomes you.
Yeah, exactly.
The United States. No, but honestly, I like where our money's going right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Ukraine, they need support. Well, they're not getting as much support as they did when the war first started. You know, we're not sending out.
Because everyone, like, forgets. Like, they think that it's just over, mm-hmm. you know?
But it's still
like,
going on as we speak.
Yeah, like, people are still suffering. People are still.
And the whole thing with Israel and Palestine, like, that's a very big deal right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's very big. Half the kids probably don't know what's going on. But I also feel like social media that's what's bad in social media, that it gives you information, but it only gives it to you when it's hot, like when it's new, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't keep up with it unless you're following those specific accounts.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know?
Because I think I get most of my news from social media. Like
Instagram.
But it's because
something.
You follow like specific accounts for it. You know what I mean?
It's not like it just pops up.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's crazy because like when you see like random stuff, you know, me, Kian, and my dad, we talk about specific things to our dad, and we're like, you know, this happened and that happened, and we get that news from social media. Mm-hmm. And my dad says, and he's like, man, you guys got social media. That's where you guys usually get your news and everything now. Yeah. I have to go. I read articles on it. I go look at the news and I'm like, this is like, I think social media seriously is the new way of like telling the news. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
I know. And it's also crazy to think about. Like, my cousin, she lives in Nebraska and they have tornadoes like all the time.
All the time.
But her town literally got like wiped out.
Just hammered.
Yeah, like a few days ago. But you
the
don't
hammer
you
was
don't,
laid down.
But you don't hear anything about it, you know? Like little things like that blows my mind. Like I know it's a small town, but it's also like it's crazy how everything like the big things are covered, but there's so many more little things that should be known or should be spread, like especially weather. Like even if you see a tornado in Nebraska. Maybe someone didn't know there were tornadoes in Nebraska and they wanted to go visit and then they get hit with the tornado, you know? Like
they probably honestly. Only look right before they go.
Yeah. I'm like, what? Tornado tomorrow?
Like, come on, man. It's like, it's so unexpected too. Like, you know, I've never been to Nebraska. I don't even know if I will ever make it to Nebraska because like,
Nebraska's
what's over there?
Like, literally nothing.
It's just cornfields.
Yes. My aunt, she literally just has cornfields and you have to drive like miles just to get to another house, and I'm not even kidding. And it's just one house, and then you keep driving, then you hit this like little town that has a tiny little supermarket and then like a CVS. And I'm not even kidding. And it's most of it is dirt roads.
Sound like New Mexico.
Yeah. Mexico, oh my god, I hated New Mexico. There was literally nothing to do there, and there were tumbleweeds like in front of my house every day.
Like a like an old western movie.
Yeah, literally. And it hailed a lot in New Mexico.
All right, guys. We got a topic there. Sorry about that. Back to TikTok. So I'm going to read this also from CBSNews.com. Here we go. This one says, in a statement, TikTok said it's unfortunate that lawmakers are using the cover of important foreign and humanitarian assistance to once again jam through a banned bill that would trample the free speech rights of 170 million Americans, devastate 7 million businesses, and shutter a platform that contributes $24 billion to the U.S. economy annually. So, yeah, check that out. Check that out. So, it's unfortunate, they say, right? Like, come on. And then, here, we got this, a little thing right here. What was that?
Sorry.
It's okay. All right, we'll go from right here. It says, oh, okay, I found it. Sorry, guys. The idea that we would give the Communist Party this much of a propaganda tool, as well as the ability to scrape 170 million Americans' personal data, is a national security risk, says Senator Mark Warner, a Virginia Democrat, said on the CBS Face the Nation on Sunday. So, I must say, this is very, very true right here. I think the platform of how big it is definitely a worry to me on, you know, it's China's, it literally says Communist Party, a big propaganda tool, pretty much a big tool for, you know, China to possibly just hit us with the haymaker when we're not looking, you know what I mean?
The hammock?
Just a haymaker, you know? Yeah, exactly, like KSI. So, honestly, I think that's a perfect way to describe it. So, is this TikTok ban good for the country? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe so.
Just give us our money.
But
I wonder, like, how much money China makes off of it. Probably billions.
I mean, they said over 170 million
Americans. Only millions?
170 million Americans use TikTok as much as, you know. You know, but honestly, is it crazy to me?
I want to know what it costs to buy TikTok.
That's like, I think that's what everyone's trying to figure out right now is the, what's it called? How much money they want to raise to, you know, buy TikTok off of.
At least $100 billion.
What's your source?
CNN.
CNN.
Wow.
All right.
$100 billion.
Jeez.
Wow. Not surprised.
Wow. I knew it was in the billions.
Only 100 billion. That's not,
only 100 billion. That's, yeah, we could do that. Yeah, come on, guys. We could do this.
All right, guys. Support the Lane show.
Let's sign a petition.
No, guys, we don't need TikTok. Come on. And remember, guys, this is what we said. If we could do it, you could do it. You know what I mean? So we challenge you to do this.
You know what I also think? I feel like, if TikTok does get banned and we don't buy it, I feel like someone's just going to make a new app that's literally just the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Like, that would make just so much more sense.
It would be a U.S. so business, too.
Yeah.
If you make a U.S. business, you're good.
Why not just make a new app?
To whoever does that, like, you're welcome for the idea.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Maybe I should just
go for it.
So, Elon, if you're listening.
Maybe I can beat Elon Musk.
All right, let's calm down. Just kidding. That's messed up. Well, honestly.
Help save lives.
Oh,
donate.
Don't. Well, you guys, you do help save lives, but sorry for that technical difficulty. I'm a little rusty. Like I said, I had to shake all the ring rust off. But guys, we're gonna end this tragedy and go to break right now.
Kanye.
Yeah, we're gonna end it with some Kanye, guys.
Sorry,
this
Dad.
One. Sorry, Dad. Once again, guys.
President,
this one.
2024.
Be quiet.
No, I'm just kidding.
Guys,
Kanye
this is
my vote.
All right. Well, guys, I guess we're then, you know, we're gonna be talking about Kanye West being running for president. You know what are we doing? But guys, this is also from Graduation. This is Can't Tell Me Nothing. Sorry, Dad, once again. But this is Kanye West, guys. Enjoy.
La 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 la. Wait till I give my money right. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I woke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless.
To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosbys, I ain't go to Hill, man. I guess the money should have changed them. I guess I should have forgot where I came from.
Wait till I get my money right. Then you can't tell me nothing right.
Excuse me, was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. Can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Let up the suicide doors. This is my life, homie. You decide yours. I know that Jesus died for us, but I couldn't tell you who the side was. So I parallel double parked that motherfucker sideways. Old folks talking about back in my day. But homie, this is my day. Class started 2 hours ago. Oh, am I late? No, I already graduated. And you could live through anything if magic made it. They say I talk with so much emphasis. Ooh, they so sensitive. Don't ever fix your lips like collagen to say something where you gon' end up apologizing. Let me know if it's a problem then. Alright, man, holler then.
Till I get my money right. Then you can't tell me nothing right.
Excuse me, was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Let the champagne splash. Let that man get cash. Let that man get past. Stop to get gas. If he could move through the rumors, he could drive off of fumes. Cuz how he move in a room full of no's? How he stay faithful in a room full of? Must be the pharaohs, he in tune with his soul. So when he buried in a tomb full of gold. Treasure, what's your pleasure? Life is a depending how you dress her. So if the devil wear Prada, Adam Eve wear Nada. I'm in between but way more fresher. But way less effort. Cause when you try hard, that's when you die hard. Your homies looking like, why God? When they reminisce over you, my God.
La, 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 la. Wait till I get my money right. La, 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 la. Then you can't tell me nothing right.
Excuse me, was you saying something? You can't tell me nothing. Can't tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing.
La, 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 la. Wait till I get my money right. La, 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 la. Then you can't tell me nothing.
Back to the late show, guys. Every single Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern time. And guess what? If it's 12 p.m. Eastern time, that would make it 1 p.m. Central time.
that's not right.
Oh yeah, you're
no,
right.
That'd be 11. 11.
11. I'm sorry, guys. I'm not as stupid as I sound.
That's right.
Yeah.
But welcome back, guys, and I am your host, Lane Salazar. And I am with my very special guests.
Victoria.
Keen.
So, guys, obviously, my father I keep talking about my father on this show, and you know why? Because
he's
he does not agree. He does not agree with my music taste.
Sometimes.
I'm always playing rock and roll bands on on the show. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But I love my rock and roll bands. But today I was like, you know what? I gotta end it how I started this whole thing. You know what I mean? I started off with some Kanye. Gotta end it off with some Kanye. And
that's right.
The songs that I'm playing are like pretty much exactly the same as I started with. So I, you know, had to hit it with a little bit of nostalgia. And
that's right.
And so, you know, like I said, my dad, he's probably not agreeing with my music choice today. So, that being said, folks, let's talk about some music, shall we?
Yeah, I love music.
So, how much would we say we love music, though? Like, from a scale from 1 to 10.
Like a 10. I remember one podcast, we literally talked about how we listen to music, like, on the way here. Like, I feel like anytime anyone goes in the car, the first thing they want to do is put on music.
Put on music, yeah.
That's right.
Every single time, I'm like, I can't go to my destination without listening to what I want to listen to.
And sometimes when I get to my destination and I feel like my playlist wasn't that great, I'm like, dang. I feel like that was just a waste of a
just a letdown.
Yeah. And, like, it always makes me feel good, you know?
Noise. Yes.
Yeah.
And then I know when I'm having a bad day, when I've been driving and no music is playing, I was like, wow, I didn't even realize that no music was playing.
So yeah. Every single time I went into your car, you're always playing rap. But I think I remember you saying that rap isn't even your favorite.
And yeah, it's really not. I play rap because I feel like it's...
It's like everyone can get around it.
Yeah.
I mean? Yeah.
You know,
except Kate.
Like, except everyone Kate. May not love it, but most... People know it.
They can
and
listen
most
to
people
it.
Can vibe to it.
Yeah.
You know?
My older brother Cade, shout out to my boy Cade. I think he's trying to get into it more because me and Kian, when we play football, locker room really does change everything, and the weight room really changes you.
That is right.
It changes your your taste in music. So after that I was like, honestly, I'm not just a rock person anymore. I can listen to anything I want to right now, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like honestly, and it depends on the mood. Like, the past few days, I've been listening to Kanye, right? My dad's probably like, oh, man, he's going to get grounded. But what's it called? And, like, literally just last week, I was listening to classic rock. You know, I'm like...
Classic rock to Kanye.
Classic rock to Kanye in just, like, not even a week.
Yeah. I feel like the past few months, like, I always... Brent Faiyaz, oh my god, he's amazing. But I always kind of listen to his music, but the past few months, I have been obsessed. Like, every time I get into the car, I'm playing one of his songs. Because it's just like a vibey song. And it's like, it's not like too pump up like rap is, and it's not like too slow. Some of his songs are kind of slow.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
You skip it after 30 seconds?
His songs, most of them, no. Actually, I do skip most songs, though. Like
after like a minute, you're like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, I get tired of it, to be honest. Even I'll play like the first 10 seconds of some songs.
You'll be like, nope.
Yeah. Literally that one Kanye song we played in the
Father Stretch My Hand.
Yeah, played the first 10 seconds. I'm like, nah, skip it. I'm like, wait, no, wow. I like this song.
it's only like a minute.
Yeah, it's like my favorite Kanye song. But then we were in the car and I was like, Vicky, do you want to listen to this? Wait, no, I actually do like the song. Play it.
Oh my gosh. No, and you know what's funny is Vicky's also like this. She's like, when we're in the car and we're listening to something, she's like, she makes a request to like put on a song. She's like, let's put on this song. Once that song starts playing, she's like, Hold on, give me the phone. I want to play something.
I want to change
your request right now.
I can't help it.
Victoria's like,
why.
If ADHD was a person.
That's you.
I think you guys would hate if, like, you were constantly in the car with me listening to music. Just of, like, the variety that I play and how much I constantly skip songs.
Whenever me and Vicky would be driving home from, like, Busch Gardens or something, mm-hmm. and we'd be listening to a song for, like, a minute, and then she'd just be like, all right, Put something in queue and change it. I'm like,
and even most of the songs you put in queue, I'm like, can I change it now?
It'll be like 30 seconds. You're like, all right, change it. Put this song in queue. Yeah.
So you know how we're talking about music genres and everything right now? I want to talk about this one right here. So this is from Statista.com.
Statista.
And this is a chart made in August 10th, 2023. This is America's favorite music genres. And I want to see if you guys think this is accurate. So the highest favorite music genre for America is...
What, in 2024?
In 2023. It's 2023, August 10th. The highest one, 45% favorite is rock.
Really?
Yeah.
That is interesting, good. Actually.
Yeah, honestly. And you know what's funny is, like, my dad said that the most streamed song of all time is Don't Stop Believing. And he's like, thanks to your generation, you know, this happening again. I'm like, really?
Don't I was stop, like, wow, really? We should play that.
Don't Stop Believing?
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah, we should.
Yeah.
You know, guys, I actually do love that song.
That is a great song. Really great
Journey,
song.
Journey, great band.
But you also got to think, like, I mean, a lot of the rap comes from, like, the East and West Coast.
Uh-huh.
Like, all the states in between are probably all listening to rock.
You know what's
like
funny?
Utah. Utah. Like, what even is Utah?
Just where the Mormons live.
The Mormon capital.
So, you know what's funny is we're talking about Don't Stop Believing My Journey. We're actually going to a Journey concert this July.
No way, really?
Yeah,
where
in Orlando.
That?
In Orlando. Oh. Whenever I forgot, what are we doing in July? No, it's like Cade's tour. I don't know if we can.
Cade is a tour.
Orientation. At it's orientation.
And then we're going to Def Leppard and Journey.
Yes, Def Leppard
wow.
and Journey.
Yeah.
Great concert. It's going to be our, what, second big concert.
Second big concert, that's right.
Yeah, so I'm super excited for that.
We still got to buy the parking pass.
So I'll bring this up because I also want to see how many people our age is mm-hmm. going to be there. You know what I mean? Because Dad said that a lot of the high streaming song is Don't Stop Believing because of our age group and generation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, really? I only know a few people that like our type of music or this type of music. And so I'm going to go there and be like, huh.
But you also got to think that, like, the way we play it on, like,
Spotify.
And iTunes
yes.
and, like, all that stuff. So they're able to, like, calculate
how much
we listen to it. So, like, older generations, they could be listening to it way more than we could,
uh-huh.
but they're just, it's just not calculated.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, so we don't know, but we're still making it popular. Though,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, we're obviously doing something right. So, and right here, I say this is a good second right here. Moving on to the list, 42% America's favorite genre is country.
Yes,
no
sir.
Way.
I love country. I love
no
country.
Way.
Apparently, you know, I thought hip hop would be the highest or the second highest, but it's not even the second, which is crazy.
It's got to be Texas.
I guess it does make sense.
Yeah, I mean,
it's either you love it or you hate it. I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I mean,
can't.
Honestly, country, and you know, shout out to my boy Vito. He's been listening to country a lot more.
Yeah, literally as soon as he came to Florida, he put on the country station. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You're like, this isn't you.
Yeah, like, please stop.
And
that's some good music right there.
You know what's funny is, I was talking to, I think this was a few months ago when we came to Victoria's house, and Vito was like, well, he was like, you guys want to listen to music? We're like, yeah, we'd love to. He's like, what type of music right now? We're like, country. We'll listen to country. And I started talking to Vito, and he's like, you know, I'm starting to get more into country. I'm like, really? And like every single time, I think a few times ago after when I came over, he just had music playing and it was country. I was like, man, Vito is really getting into country, man.
Yeah.
So I think country music definitely is on the rise with stars like Morgan Wallen and, you know, Luke Bryan and, you know.
But I also feel like now a lot of country songs like Morgan Wallen, like they could be considered like hip-hop / country,
like more pop a little
bit.
Because last night from Morgan Wallen, that does not sound country to me. I mean, it does have a country vibe. It
has it's like more of like a hip-hop beat, you know.
Yeah, like
or even like Taylor Swift, like she's technically country, but she comes off more as pop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah
country,
which is like, you know, Morgan Wallen, I think you could put him either in pop or country.
It's like he's in both.
So I feel like that's also why the country is like high, because
it's,
things that are pop
yeah.
are also considered country.
It's like a new type of country now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there's a new way of saying, hey,
it's,
this is country, and
yeah.
it's a trend. You know what I mean? A lot of people are enjoying this new style of country. You
it's,
know,
it's weird for him because he can do full country too. He can go full country, and sometimes he can just go like mostly pop and. Like
it's
he's great at both of them.
Yeah,
great
he
at both
really
of
is.
Them.
He really is.
It's like his voice is what makes the hip hop more country.
Country,
stuff, you know?
Exactly.
He has a little bit, you know,
a little bit
of twang.
Yeah, and the guitar, and, you know,
exactly.
just a little bit like that.
Yeah.
Well, moving down on the list, actually, right here, 40%. This is the third is pop.
There
yes. Pop is
there
the
is.
Highest. Yeah.
Wow,
so
I'm surprised it wasn't higher.
Yeah. Right. You know,
I would expect it to be ahead of country for sure.
Because I feel like what is mostly played on the radio is pop. Like it's just like a comment. Like you at like parties or like halls, or whatever.
That's like
they're
where
playing
it is.
Pop.
Yeah,
you know?
I definitely agree with you on that. I feel like I feel like whenever 20, like I say the 2000, like late 2000s, early 2010s, I feel like as soon as those times hit, pop has been a very popular genre. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's around the time Michael Jackson died. He was the king of pop, you know. he made pop, you know what
pop,
I mean?
Pop.
He made pop what it is today, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, Michael Jackson's the king of pop. I'm like, yeah. Just like how people said Elvis Presley's the king of rock, right?
Yeah.
And now it's Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, what's it called? It's crazy to see how much artists can change a genre in that amount of time. Like Michael Jackson, the way he did pop, like I said. And I say Tupac, the way he did hip-hop, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And Elvis, the way he did rock. And so I think pop is really popular, not just because Michael Jackson died, but I feel like, you know, Michael Jackson made pop what it is. You know what I mean?
100%. Most influential artist out there, probably.
At least one
arguably,
of them.
Arguably.
I say probably so. A lot. Maybe there's people that disagree with me. I think he probably is the most influential there ever was. But, yeah, that's just my opinion. But moving down on the list, guys, that number four.
Jazz.
We finally get urban music. This is hip-hop and R&B. 38%.
See, that's what I mostly listen to. Like, hip-hop, R&B. That's what I love the most. And I play it the least because I feel like nobody really vibes to it. Like,
yeah,
like
fair.
R&B, I feel like specific people, you know, vibe to that. But, like, Brent Faiyaz, mostly R&B.
Yes.
But, yeah, I love it. And I feel like hip-hop and R&B was there first, you yes. know, like, from the 70s, 80s, 90s.
Honestly, yeah, you know. And
80s, 90s.
I think whenever rap started becoming huge, that's... You know, and you get like these things, and it's just like, oh, it kind of has that classic rap vibe. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
when
yeah.
people talk, when you talk about that, I think of like, you know, Dr. Dre beats. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like
that. Like
I feel like past 2010, rap has just gone down.
Yeah, because now like, we have people rap, like now it, we have people like Lil Uzi.
Yeah, like at this point, it's just trap music and mumble rap and. You know,
I say Kanye was ahead of his time. I think he's one that, but you know, he made a song about it. But yeah, I do miss the old Kanye. Yeah. He made a song about it. But yeah, honestly, I say I agree with you on that. After he released "My Dark and Beautiful Twisted Fantasy," it's like after that, yeah, it's never in the same.
Even Drake, for the most part, has stayed relevant. But recently, it's just not. Yeah, it's not just not Drake. Hitting. Yeah.
It's just like he's just been popular for other things, you know?
Oh, my word.
Some yeah, but I don't know. It just hasn't been hitting. Like, he came up with that one single that, like, dissed, who was it, Metro Boomin?
Yeah, it was Metro Boomin, yeah.
Yeah, and that song is so trashy. Like, I can't stand it.
Just throw it in the dumpster.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like, not Kanye, Drake. I think back in whenever he started getting popular and, like, 2010 or whatever.
Probably,
it was like
yeah. 26. Probably even earlier.
Yeah. But like, I started really hearing about Drake in like 2016 and yeah. everything. And I was like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, Drake. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But honestly, like, I think 2020, I think it was around 2020, 2021. That was a very good time for Drake, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Same with that,
and Drake also has a lot of features. Like, a lot.
A lot of big ones, too.
Yeah.
Like, he gets a lot of big people on there.
Mm hmm.
So, guys, I'm going to leave it at those top four right there. We're going to go into break, and I know I'm a man of my word. I'm not going to break a promise. We will listen to Don't Stop Believing by Journey. So, guys, enjoy this song because this is a great one. Thank you. Welcome back to the Lane Show, guys. Every single Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, and I am your host, Lane Salazar. And I am with my very special guests,
Victoria
and Kian Salazar.
Yes. Thank you, Kian Salazar.
Yep. You're welcome.
So, fellas, this is the last ever show, like we said. And unfortunately, guys, it ends in 14 minutes and counting. So, it is very upsetting.
It's almost over.
It is almost over, guys. So I just want to go ahead by saying my thanks to a very special person named Narisa Lamison. Very special thanks to her for giving me the opportunity to get me on this show and have my own show this semester. And so, you know, it's a very... Guys, I'll break the news to you guys, too. I already told Kian, but, you know... She tried to get me an internship at a local radio station.
Really?
Very sick, yeah. Very sick.
Why didn't she do it?
So she's waiting for a text message from me, but am I ever going to send her one? Probably not, because this summer, I feel like I'm a little too busy to be doing a radio show, so I think I'm going to do it this fall instead.
Oh.
Hey, I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust.
So
I'll be there.
But yeah, I'm so Narisa, I love you so much. Because this is you know, this has been truly an honor for me, and I loved having my friends on here, my brothers, and all these people on here. And you know, I think without you, I don't know where I would be right now. You know, this is a very fun thing, and I really, really, really love doing talk shows and everything. So there might be a very good possibility that we even might start our own little podcast.
Yeah.
So
up there one day.
I think that'll be a lot of fun.
I think we'll do that maybe one day, guys.
We just gotta find a spot.
We just gotta find a spot and find a time to do this thing. And you know, I think it'd be a lot of fun. We could just talk about anything for 2 hours, just like we're doing here. But you know, we don't have a timer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But guys, I just want to go off by saying, there's been a lot of fun memories on this show.
Yeah.
And
too many.
Honestly, Kian, this is his second time only being here, but he's a true brother, true friend. He listens, and he definitely you know, he dedicated man, I must say. So thank you for, and he missed school just to come here today for the last show. He's like, you know what? It's the last time ever I'm gonna come here.
Yep.
So
shout out to my dad for letting me miss.
And shout out to you, Dad. Shout out to my dad, that man named Kenny Salazar, for letting him miss.
Yep.
So I think I want to start off by saying there's been a few accidents on this show. You know, it says on the wall right here, absolutely no foul language or behavior. And let's start off by the first ever radio show. Victoria Diaz.
What?
She drops. She doesn't drop an F-bomb, luckily.
Just an A-bomb. It's like the least bad word.
It
I
was the
say.
Funniest thing ever. After she said that, I was like, I just looked at her and I was like, and then she started laughing. I was like, sorry, guys, technical difficulty.
my butt.
That was so funny. I still remember that, like it was yesterday. And last week, if you guys weren't listening, Brayden, he dropped an S-bomb. Thanks a lot, Brayden. I'm surprised.
I wish I was here for that.
That was so funny. She said it so clear, too. As soon as he said it, he looked at me like that. I was like, oh,
I think I did the same thing. I was like,
I know. Victoria just couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my word. That was so funny.
Because it's like, you can't even go back. You can't erase
yeah,
it.
You can't erase it. It's out there now. It's out there.
It's out there. It's never coming back.
Everyone heard it.
Yeah, everyone. Every single, you know, one of these two people listening heard it. So if the dean's listening to this,
sorry.
We love you. You know, we're not trying to. It's just, you know, natural language for Victoria.
Natural causes.
Just natural causes for Victoria to drop a bomb like that. But, you know, honestly, what can I say? It's been a great.
Yeah, I think my favorite was when Jacek and Kian were here.
Yeah.
And it was so, like, the whole time, we were just trying not to laugh. Like, the whole time, true. We were all holding in our laughs, and we're, like, still trying to talk. And we're like, yep. And I'm like back here, I'm like holding my mouth.
But Victoria's always holding her mouth too. She's like always trying to just not laugh. Man, and you know what's also another part that I'm gonna miss is all my technical difficulties. Like yeah. We had one just like a few minutes ago.
Technical difficulties.
Like it's so bad. Like
a I'm yawn, like, technical difficulties.
I'm still getting used to this stuff, you know what I mean? I keep saying the ring rust, but it's only been a week, you know what I mean? Like, come on. And it's like I literally started playing an advertisement in the middle of like the
How
show.
How many times does that happen? At least like five.
At least five. It's my first time, guys. I'm learning. I'm still learning as we go. I mean, I've had a whole semester to learn, and here I am, yeah. Still learning.
And then every time we come in, we're like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, honestly. But hey, you know, we're getting better as the time goes, obviously. You
yeah.
Know? So
it's we're all, good thinkers.
It's all about the improvement. I must say, shout out to a little box on our table called Table Topics that helped us a few times because we had a topic and then it would just be irrelevant and we're like, shoot, so what do we do now? And Table Topics would always be there for us.
Yeah. I feel like me and Lane always can talk.
We can talk to a brick wall for 2 hours literally. Probably.
Like if me and Lane weren't talking, like both of us could just talk.
We could just bounce off of each other.
Yeah.
There was only, you know what's funny? There's only one time ever in this class that I had to do a talk show by myself.
Yeah.
Only
I'm so
one
sorry
time.
About that.
Don't be sorry. I was like, this is so much tougher to talk about with like nobody
to talk to.
Because you can't bounce off of anything.
Yeah, you can't bounce off. Like, at least when I'm talking to a brick wall, I bounce off the wall.
Not to a microphone.
It just soaks it in.
The microphone just, you know, just takes
absorbs
in.
Absorbs it.
It just absorbs it. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technical difficulties. But yeah,
it was like, I was like, so I think it's fun whenever this happens. I'm like, who am I talking to? Like, why am I talking to myself like this?
You should have been like, you know, you guys out there, how's your day going?
I was like, how's your day going? Oh, silly me. I can't, you guys can't respond to me.
Imagine they're in the car, so like, pretty good.
Pretty good, Lane. Thanks for asking. I'm like, oh, no way. They're actually like, listening. Thank you. You know, we never had anyone call in because I don't think the phone works. So that's like kind of sad. So I think me and Victoria tried it on break one time.
Yeah. I thought it did work though.
I mean, the phone did, but I don't know if the phone thing works. So maybe we should try that.
Right now?
I don't know. We should
Bad
try
idea.
It. That'd be so funny. I think Victoria wants to try it.
What's the number of it?
Guys,
we're doing the unsolved mysteries of the room right now.
Listen, guys. This is our last radio show. We need to try a few things.
Let's explore.
All right, Victoria. 813-324-1048.
Okay.
All right, let's try this, guys. Let's try this. You guys are going to see this experiment, too. All right. Hello.
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 It does work.
Wow.
Oh, you're so
I'm
loud.
I'm actually on the
loud.
Show.
You're so loud.
This is great.
I feel like one of those people when they prank the people.
So guys. Dude, so guys, it works.
Though. That was so loud.
So guys, it works. I wish we actually could have had people call in. Because I was told at the beginning of the semester that the phone doesn't work, but you know, that's just me though.
What's your dad to call?
Yeah, dad, if you want to call, the number is 813-324-1048. And you could be our last call ever as we just experimented live on the Lane Show, guys. Every Monday at 12.
If that phone rings, that'd be crazy.
I know. I'd be like, dad, oh my gosh.
Imagine it's just a random person though that was
like,
listening.
Is this Lane?
Oh, yeah, this is me, pal. You know, how you doing? Honestly, that's freaking crazy, though. Like, I never thought this would work.
I didn't expect it to ring.
Oh, here we are.
I knew the phone would ring. I just didn't know this thing would work. You know what I mean? Listen to me, guys. I sound like a fanboy right now. Like,
I didn't know the phone would work.
I never knew the phone would work. Oh, my gosh. Like, that's insane.
Crazy.
But honestly, that's probably a new favorite memory of mine, guys. We figured out the phone works on the show.
That's right.
Which is so funny. So, you know.
I think my other favorite memory is playing with this foam.
Oh, yeah. There's these little foam windbreakers or whatever they're called. And what's it called? Victoria is very obsessed with playing with them. I don't know why. You know, she's like, every single time she gets a chance, she's like sliding it off, sliding it back on. And it's like, very, let's see.
Because, like, these feel like the ASMR things. Ready?
You know how it is.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to my ASMR.
Hey! Oh! Oh my gosh, you are destroying people's eardrums right now. Guys, wait, you know, the Lane.
Tell us about your favorite memories.
The Lane Show. I already talked about my favorite memories.
No, I'm talking to the people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, the people.
Thank you.
Wow, I love those memories too.
Thanks for that's honestly that's a good one. Mm-hmm. You know what's also really cool? I always liked that on air. You guys can't see it, but the on air thing up there when
I literally just noticed that today.
Like just
me too. I noticed
just
that today.
Today
too. Yeah,
I didn't the whole time being here.
And
I had no idea.
Right outside this window too. Right here.
Oh yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah,
there's one outside the window.
Yeah, like literally right back there behind me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that last time.
So yeah, guys. And
no one knows how, like, deafening it is in here. Like, as soon as you walk in, it literally feels like your ears are, like, clogged.
Yeah, because you can't hear anything from the outside.
It's, like, soundproof in here, you know what I mean? The windows are super
thick.
Someone
could literally get kidnapped.
Yeah.
That's
all right. Besides the windows.
That's a way to look at it.
Let's not give anyone ideas.
That's a way to look at it, I guess.
I never thought I would be saying, oh, yeah, someone could definitely get kidnapped on here.
Keep it PG.
Hey, keep it PG, guys. Keep it PG. I guess I could give you guys, if you guys want to have an internship or have a radio show of your own, talk to Norisa Lamison at the Ebor campus in the headquarters. You know, her office is in the double doors. And guys, you could just text her. You guys could give her email at Norisa. I think it's N Lamison or Norisa Lamison at hawkmail.hcfl.edu. Something like that. But guys, if you guys want to, you know, hit her an email and be like, yo, you know what? This radio sounds pretty dope. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I'm a talkative person.
It's fun, you know?
And, you know, she could replace a course. Like, you guys could have, like, a business. You guys could have a business major or whatever, and you guys could have a radio show of your own if you wanted to.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's pretty awesome. You'll have to talk to her about that one, though. But if you guys want to keep doing it. And, guys, I think we're actually going to probably, I say there's a decent chance we'll start a podcast, you know, because this is a lot of fun talking to each other. And, you know, we'll not keep it PG there. We'll keep it PG-13.
That's better.
We might maybe go into R, but, you know, we don't know. But, guys, I must say it seriously has been a privilege this semester. And those who have, you know, who we have interviewed, those who we have
brought on to the show.
The guys that have listened, the guys that have been here. I appreciate every single one of you guys. Victoria, let me shake your hand. It's been a privilege.
I love being here.
I love being here too with you guys. This is the best. Kian, this is your second time being here. It's been a privilege, sir.
It has been.
So, truly. Guys, I hope you guys enjoyed the Lane Show. This has been the last Lane Show there ever will be. So, it's so sad, guys. But things have to come to an end. So, I've been your host, Lane Salazar, and I'm signing off for good. Bye, guys.
Bye!
Mama, I got a table waiting. What you think about a convo? And if you like it, baby, we can take it to the condo. And if you like the condo, we can move the party to the bedroom. I'ma beat your body like a Congo. Since we in the club for now, might as well get another round. I know this ain't nothing in your cup. So get here, baby, let me fill it up. Go, girl. It's your birthday. Over why? I know you're thirsty. Say yeah. And we don't buy no drinks at the bar. Pop champagne, cause we got that dough. Let me hear you say yeah. You want me say yeah. Shawty dance like a video vixen. Set a man be on that pimpin'. Well, I retire from the bull like Pippin. Tryna get you home, or would you be Mart Simpson? Whip out front, we can leave like pronto. Maple leaf dash got you feeling like Toronto. Make your body rise like you're puffin' on a joint, though. Girl, that's only if you want dough.
You ready?
But since we in the club for now, might as well get another round. I know this ain't nothing in your cup, so get here, baby, let me fill it up. Go, girl, it's your birthday. Thursday, say I. And we don't buy no drinks at the bar. Hey, pop champagne, hey, cause hey, we got that dough. Let me hear you say
it's
I.
It's low so.
You want me
might be too drunk to know so. I make him say I, just like I'm your doctor. All I prescribe is cranberry and vodka. Then I'm trying to kick it, play a little soccer, and bust a couple off.